Last Sunday, we heard of 5,000 plus people in hot pursuit of Jesus. Their hunger gets his attention, so Jesus takes the initiative. Jesus takes what little bread there is, gives thanks, and gives it out. The bread which Jesus gives them satisfies the hunger of their souls. The bread Jesus gives them fills whatever emptiness they have in life. Sunday to Sunday, we gather in this sacred space because Jesus takes the initiative to offer you and me a meal. He offers us himself. He offers us the bread of life. Today's gospel proclamation understands that we are in the crowd whom Jesus feeds. The people, including you and me, follow him, knowing he offers a bread that satisfies the hunger of our souls. The crowd speaks to Jesus on our behalf, saying, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus tells them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Now keep in mind that this passage in John's Gospel and the entire chapter 6 about the bread of life doesn't stand on its own. In a later chapter of John's Gospel, we hear of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd cares for his flock and says, "I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." That's right. Jesus offers you and me an abundant life, life to the fullest. Jesus wants to have a personal relationship with you. Jesus wants to have an ongoing meal with you and me. Jesus is the bread of life. Now, teenagers, I ask you to be open to having a personal relationship with Jesus. Despite what some people think and what some people say, a personal relationship with Jesus is more than possible. I'm very grateful for the relationship I have with Jesus. Jesus, the bread of life, who satisfies my spiritual hunger. And if you're not there yet, it's okay. I ask you simply to pray for the grace needed to be open to a personal and strong relationship with Jesus. And please know that I always have time for you. While reflecting on this homily for today, I thought of my longtime friend, Father Dan Derry, who's now retired. In 1993, Father Dan starts a mission parish in the poor Edenvale neighborhood of South San Jose. Available property is limited, so parish life begins in what had been a five and dime store in a small, run-down shopping center along Monterey Highway. The store is next to a sleazy bar and a hair salon. The primary business in that commercial strip is a grocery store that struggles to turn a profit. And yet, that's where Father Dan starts the Eden Vale Catholic mission, knocking down walls and tearing up floor space to make room for an altar. Word slowly spreads that a Catholic mission parish is there, and the Sunday community begins to grow. However, the location confuses people. I'm there one afternoon to help them move things around for the altar when a patron of that sleazy bar stumbles in. And realizing where he is, he starts asking bizarre questions of Father Dan about church, questions that anyone here would consider rude. That same afternoon, some kids skateboard by, stop, and return to look inside. They're amazed that the Five and Dime is becoming a Catholic church. Sometimes Father Dan arrives to find a local drunk sleeping outside the back door, and the smell of urine is in the air. So his first task of the day is to power wash the wall outside the back door. And more than one person tells him, Father Dan, this is where the church needs to be. And in time, the Eden Vale Catholic Mission grows and moves into the grocery store when it goes out of business. It becomes Christ the King Catholic Church. And today, it's a lively, multi-ethnic parish serving the neighborhoods of Eden Vale, where Jesus continues to offer a meal to people who are spiritually hungry. Of course, the neighborhoods of our own St. Thomas of Canterbury Parish are quite different from the Eden Vale neighborhood. And yet, my prayer is that we begin thinking of our parish as mission territory too. We don't have drunks stumbling inside. And thank God, I don't begin the day by power washing the outside walls. Still, we all know people, the people on your street and in your neighborhood, people at your work and at your school. We all know someone who is spiritually hungry. We all know someone who at some level feels an emptiness and doesn't know where to turn with it. Our God-given mission is to offer Jesus, the bread of life, to people who are spiritually hungry. Our mission, your mission, is to let them know that Jesus offers them an abundant and full life. He does so right here at St. Thomas in this sacred space. What was said to Father Dan along Monterey Highway, I hear being said to me along McCoy Avenue. Father Dave, this is where the church needs to be. Jesus is the bread of life, so that you and I, our neighbors and friends too, might have life and have it more abundantly. Barely 100 years after Jesus, the bishop Saint Irenaeus could say that, and I quote, "The glory of God is a person fully alive." That's life to the fullest. That's an abundant life. that Jesus wants to offer everyone in this mission church of St. Thomas of Canterbury. I ask you to think about who you can invite to join you here on a Sunday for our hour of prayer. Our parish mission statement expresses it in these words. We are a family of Catholic Christians where all are welcomed. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, we follow Jesus by making disciples, serving others, and changing the world.